Well, a long time ago, you'd buy a bottle that would have, what is the top of it?
A cork.
Cork, right. And that, it'd be made out of?
Cork.
Out of cork, yeah. And you go fishing with it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you play the piano? How many years? I meant to ask you.
I played,
Can you play 4 years.
I can't play anything now. I never really tried to play good. Because my mother wanted me to, so I just was
wasn't
going to learn.
Adam wanted to pick up the piano. I often wish I had. Some of the tools that your father would use around the house.
Oh, hammer, screwdriver, wrench.
Carry heavy things around in a what?
Wheelbarrow?
Yeah.
When we were remodeling our house, I mean, we'd open one of the windows and when they were tearing down the chimney, we'd throw the bricks out the window,
mm-hmm.
and then get the wheelbarrow and load them up and take them out to the garden spot.
And use them around the garden?
We took them out there just to keep them, and then we built the patio with them, the old bricks.
You have a patio in town?
Well, yeah, right beside the house. It's homemade. It's not real nice. My mother made it.
If you had a wagon and two horses, you know what they call the thing that would go down between the wagon? Do you know anything about the parts of a wagon?
No, a whole lot. But you're talking about what go down between the horse and the wagon?
The two horses, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Call that long piece of wood.
What do you call it?
All right.
Just for curiosity's sake, what do you call it?
The tongue of the wagon.
Never heard of that.
Now, if you had a load of wood in your car, you say, or a load of, you take me somewhere in the truck, you say, I was talking about somebody taking wood from outside of town into town, you say he was doing what?
Toting wood,
yeah. In his truck.
Right.
Okay.
Toting wood in his truck.
Okay, or other ways of saying that? Hauling?
Hauling wood.
Okay. Suppose it was you had to get something out of your garden.
Mm-hmm.
You might tie a rope to it and
pull it.
Yeah, you say, I tied a rope to it and
jerked it.
Talking about dragging something out.
Oh, yeah. Talking about we never tied vegetables or whatever.
If you had to pull something out with your car or something like that. If you were pulling a trailer with your car, you say, you wouldn't say you dragged a trailer.
We said we pulled the trailer behind us.
What about the things that folks would break ground in the spring with? What'd you break ground in the spring with?
Plow.
Any different types you know about?
Mm-mm, I don't know a whole lot about.
Do you know what they call the ones they would break ground up fine with?
No. Do you?
Okay. Harrow?
Harrow?
When your daddy was cutting wood, he put maybe a piece of wood across two of these things.
Mm-hmm.
Or when you're building a table, kind of a makeshift table,
mm-hmm.
that would be like that.
You talking about a sawhorse?
Yeah, okay. Now, when you straighten your hair with a comb or a
mm-hmm. brush?
Brush. Say, I'm going to take a brush.
And brush my hair.
And you sharpen a straight razor on it. Did you ever see one of those leather things they sharpen?
Yeah, I've seen one.
In the barbershop when you work with your daddy. That's a leather what? Okay. And in a gun, they would put what? Blank
cartridges.
Okay. What sort of games, Virginia, did y'all play when you were coming up here? Can you tell me? Games you play late at night? Or?
We used to play, we play hide and go seek a lot. We played a game, it's sort of like hide and seek called Piggy Wants a Signal. Have you ever heard of it? Piggy Wants a Signal. And one person's got to stand out here and stand by the base, so-called.
And they are?
They're the pig.
Oh, they're the pig.
Right. And when they get a signal, like everybody else has hide and somebody whistles for them,
yeah.